Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Well, ever since Grandmaster Flash fretted about going under, the future of hip-hop has been constantly debated. But these days, hip-hop's haters are at the gates. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. And the hip-hop industry is doing some serious soul-searching these days. Album sales were down 30% last year, more than any other genre. Rap's flagship superstar, 50 Cent, dropped a stinker of a record, and his pop-friendly counterpart, Kanye West, failed again in his quest for Grammy's Album of the Year. He was bested by, of all things, a jazz album. Well, stay with us on Soundcheck today. In a little while, we'll hear from Lionel Lueke, a guitarist who played on that winning album, Herbie Hancock's River, the Joni Letters. But first, with the murky outlook for the hip-hop industry, this might seem like an odd time for longtime MC Del the Funky Homo Sapien to release his first solo album in 8 years. On the other hand, maybe it's the perfect opportunity for a record called 11th Hour. Del joins me here in the studio. Del, welcome to Soundcheck.
What's that?
So, why release an album now? And the title, 11th Hour, has a certain kind of ominous ring to it. Is that kind of a reaction to what we're talking about?
Honestly, it had more to do with my life situations and things that I was going in personally, more so than the nature of what was happening in the industry. Really, I kind of just, put it this way, I seen that this was going to come sooner or later, so I took a lot of time just studying my craft, studying music theory, and studying songwriting just to get better at what I was doing, because I figured that would be the best way I could survive what's coming ahead in the future. Even though I didn't know what it was, I could see that there is a big change about to come.
So we're talking about a period of a number of years between solo records. It's not like you weren't doing things during that time, but I mean, you were kind of taking a step back, looking at the big picture and thinking, House of Cards coming down?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right.
Yep.
Is this an opportunity for, you know, for indie hip hoppers to kind of grab the brass ring?
Maybe, you know. I mean, I think people are looking for something new and refreshing and exciting, you know. But who knows, you know? I think in a lot of ways, a lot of people might just be sick of hip hop in general, period. Like, they might have just been sick of it for like a few years. After, you know, just the commercialization of the whole thing, just the same thing being fed to people over and over again, I think some people just start ignoring it. And then on the other hand, the other extreme, you got stuff that's just going so far over people's heads sometimes that the average person just gave up on it a long time ago, you know?
So you went back to, like, real basic stuff, studying music theory, studying songwriting and stuff. And that comes out on the new album called 11th Hour. Let's hear a little bit from Del the Funky Homo Sapien and his solo record. This song's called Raw Sewage.
Yo, D, that stands for dangerous. Never rearrange my stuff to sell units. Do it, then you can't come back again. Del is busy mastering all the styles of black music, cause I'm attracted to it, then add rap to it through a hip-hop movement. Get y'all grooving, spit raw sewage, mix y'all foolish. Live my life on cruise control, stay level-headed, plus I got the devil's legend, so I'm scoping the scene like metal detection. Dead all infection, a lie's direction keeps perspective, so I don't misinterpret a word sent to my auditory canal. My memory work like storing the file, always supporting my pals, and that's more important than thousands of dollars or drowning in sorrow. If I'm around tomorrow, there's a chance to advance to the spot that I feel is proper to stop at. Examine my work, understand how I work, make sure my structure's solid, which is up to knowledge and education. Charlatans have no patience, show irrational behavior, getting trapped in paper, and that's the danger.
From the new album by Del the Funky Homo Sapien, the hip-hop MC, founding member of the Hieroglyphics Hip-Hop Collective, the album's called 11th Hour, and this song is Raw Sewage, and Del's here with us in the studio. Also joining us, Kelly Fasanis, staff writer at the New Yorker magazine, a new gig for you, Kelly, after years with the New York Times. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks.
And congrats on the new job. We've been already getting a number of comments from our Soundcheck listeners on the website at WNYC.org. And Khalifa, here's a comment from BC in the Bronx, which kind of dovetails neatly with what Dell was just saying before we heard his clip. BC writes, as rap and hip-hop culture became more commercially viable, I always told my friends that rap music will become this decade's version of rock during the 70s and 80s. It's homogenized and lacks excitement. There's a great underground scene which record companies claim isn't commercially viable. Does that ring true for you?
Well, I mean, I think that those kinds of analogies are always a little complicated. I mean, the thing about hip-hop is there's always been an underground scene. It's always been underground. And you know, what Dell was talking about and this sort of more DIY approach that he's taking with his album and going out and playing shows, that's always existed. That's what hip-hop comes from. I think the difference is that for years, especially in the 90s, you had people coming up from that world and making it into the mainstream. If you look at Master P or someone, he starts off very grassroots, selling records out of the trunk, and you know, winds up kind of a hip-hop mogul. So I think that grassroots scene has always been there and is certainly there now. I think the difference is that people are starting to feel as if there isn't a mainstream hip-hop to get into. In other words, that grassroots underground hip-hop might be all there is.
Well, isn't that the case with rock music, though? I mean, aside from a few huge acts like U2, I mean, isn't rock similarly kind of fractured into little pockets these days?
Yeah, rock certainly is fractured into little pockets. I think, you know, obviously the analogy doesn't hold completely, but certainly there has been that kind of split between, you know, so-called modern rock, mainstream rock, and indie rock. I mean, I think it's a slightly, it's hard to pin down. I think you get into trouble when you try to necessarily pin down mainstream and alternative, this and that. And I think you're right. The difference was that in hip hop for a long time, there were a certain core of artists that were mainstream and selling very, very well. And now it's getting a little harder to get a hold on that.
So Del, hence the kind of new approach. I mean, in your lyrics to the song Raw Sewage, you know, you talk about not rearranging your stuff to sell units, and you know, you mention education and things like that.
Right.
Kind of a different approach from what, you know, Snoop Dogg was doing at the height of his fame some years ago, and it seems like a different message, and I don't know whether it's a message for other people or just a message for yourself or how that works.
I mean, it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? I try to be loose with what I got to say. It is what it is. That's what page I'm on. And then if you could feel me, you might pick out something that I said like that. Like, man, that was, you know, that was deep. You know, that was tight. Some people, it might go over their head. I'm not trying to really push it off on nobody. Like, this is what you should do in your life. But at the same time, I'm letting people know what works for me, you know?
Well, Khalifa, I mean, as you say, you know, there was an underground. Hip-hop was underground to begin with. There was this moment in the 90s when it really dominated the mainstream. Mm-hmm. You write that 2007, last year, was a bad year for hip-hop sales, but not necessarily a bad year for hip-hop music. How so?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think in hip-hop, as in any genre, if you're willing to do the work and if you're willing to go out there and find some stuff, you'll find a lot of really great records. I think, again, one difference is that it might be a little harder for different hip-hop fans to agree which records are the great ones. I mean, because you don't necessarily have that one album that's dominating or those five albums that are dominating. But I certainly heard a lot of things I liked last year.
All right. Later on in the show, Khalifa Hassana will stay with us and play for us some of the things that he considers some of the recent highlights. I mean, there was the much ballyhooed contest between 50 Cent and Kanye West, which I think everybody saw as a completely artificial thing. But, of course, it was headlines and it moved units and all that kind of stuff.
I mean, as far as I know about Kanye, he wasn't even tripping, you know? Like, it was just like, huh? Okay, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, that's what you're saying it's going to be? Okay.
Well, and
no offense against 50, you know, he do what he do, but I think Kanye was just not even really tripping off that. He was trying to do his music, and that was about it.
But it did feel a little bit like a changing of the guard moment. I mean, it was only a few years ago when Kanye was kind of an upstart, this person who portrayed himself as kind of the black sheep of the hip-hop world, and he'd done a few mixtapes, and 50 Cent was this dominating mainstream major label guy. And, you know, if they proved anything last year, they proved that that distinction doesn't really hold. And we're in an and Kanye, who's always portrayed himself as being slightly in tension with the hip hop mainstream, slightly outside the hip hop mainstream, is now the most popular rapper we've got.
And had this huge breakthrough. Well, not even a breakthrough. It was a second or third breakthrough record for him called Graduation last year. Included this song called Flashing Lights, which definitely has a bit of a pop flavor to it.
She don't believe in shooting stars, but she believe in shoes and cars. Wood floors in the new apartment, coupe tour from the store's departments. You more like love to start. I'm more of the trips to Florida, order the hors d'oeuvres, views of the water, straight from a page of your favorite author. And the weather's so breezy. Man, why can't life always be this easy? She in the mirror dancing so sleazy. I get a call like, where are you, Yeezy? And try to hit you with the old wapty. Till I got flashed by the paparazzi. These got me. I hate these more
as
than
I recall, I know you love to show off. But I never thought that you would take it this far. What do I know?
Flashing lights, lights.
Kanye West from the album Graduation. The song is Flashing Lights, and we are looking at the future of hip-hop with Del the Funky Homo Sapien, founding member of the Hieroglyphics Hip-Hop Collective. His most recent record, brand new actually, is called 11th Hour. He's with us here in the studio and playing tomorrow night at the Highline Ballroom here in Manhattan at 9 o'clock. And Kella Fasane, who is a staff writer for The New Yorker and former pop music critic at The New York Times, is with us as well. And we've got a bunch of comments on the soundcheck page of our website at WNYC.org. Paul in New York writes about the commercialized, kind of sold-out version of hip-hop referred to as hip-pop. which, you know, I mean, there is the sound of that in Kanye's record. There's definitely kind of a pop flavor to a lot of the tracks there. Paul writes, hip-hop is but an evolved child of the movement of hip-hop. Hip-hop, however, remains alive and well in the underground world. I guess it raises the question of how successful hip-hop has been, which is almost a philosophical question, Khalifa.
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing about underground when people use it is that by definition, there is no one underground. You know, you could say there is one mainstream, but there's tons of undergrounds, and every city has a bunch of undergrounds. And people, so when people deploy that term, I think you have to be careful because people assume that we all know what we're talking about
right.
when we're talking about underground hip hop.
And Del, in the Bay Area, underground hip hop sounds probably a lot different from the scene in Houston or New Orleans or here in New York.
Yeah, I mean, there's some similarities when you think about it because you might be dealing with certain subjects that's going to be universal no matter where you go. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead. Well, you know, I mean, you have been at both ends of this. I mean, you know, you're doing 11th Hour and you're doing it sort of the DIY approach. But, you know, back in the 90s, you know, you had some experience with the major labels. What was that like?
Actually, it wasn't that bad, you know? It wasn't that bad, you know? I guess the thing that I didn't really understand was a lot of the business associated with it, you know what I'm saying? I just didn't really understand that it was a business as well. Now at this point, I know, okay, if you're making something to be out there, to be sold, you got to care about that. You know, it's not just doing it for the art, you know, which isn't bad. You know what I'm saying? If you want to have a living doing something, then you got to think about things like that. I just don't think that people should just totally just bend this way or the other way just to make a buck, you know, basically be a hoe just to get a dollar, you know. You should have some kind of integrity involved. But at the same time, you can't do it without an audience. So it works hand in hand. You need the audience to listen to you for you to even be able to perform. And if they want to be entertained, they need the performer. So we got to kind of work together. Like, okay, this is what I want, but I'm going to do a little bit of what you want, too.
So is it similar to the indie rockers where now, you know, you're not relying on the record contract to make a living, you're relying on the shows, what you were just talking about, going out and putting on a show for people?
Oh, that ain't never changed. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you don't really get money off of a record unless you're selling millions of records, right. Basically. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you might get a little bit, but you don't really start getting rich, filthy rich, unless you're selling millions of records. So it's always been the road, your bread and butter, you know, the performance.
We're speaking with Del, the funky Homo sapien, and with Khelif Hassanna. And Khelif, I wanted to bring up the kind of crossovers that have been happening in recent years between rock and rap. And in fact, one of the most successful is a song that Del's voice is all over, and that is the song Clint Eastwood by Gorillaz. I mean, do you see this as a kind of hip-hop, another kind of child of the original?
Well, I think every generation gets the rock rap it deserves or it wants. And, you know, at a certain time, it was Aerosmith and Run DMC. And now it's Gorillaz and Del, or it's Gym Class Heroes, or it's something else. So I think that those genres have always been intersecting and producing results that can range from beautiful to gruesome.
Well, this was a beautiful thing in terms of record sales, for sure, from the band Gorillaz and featuring Del, the funky Homo sapien.
Finally, someone let me out of my cage. Now, time for me is nothing, cause I'm counting no A's. Nah, I couldn't be there. Nah, you shouldn't be scared. I'm good at repairs, and I'm under each snare. Intangible, bet you didn't think so. I command you to panoramic view. Look, I'll make it all manageable. Pick and choose, sit and lose. All you different crews, chicks and dudes. Who you think is really kicking tunes? Picture you getting down in a picture tube, like you lit the fuse. You think it's fictional, mystical, maybe. Spiritual hero who appears in you to clear your view when you're too crazy. Lifeless to those, the definition for what life is. Priceless to you because I put you on the hype shit. You like it? Gun smoke, you're righteous with one toke. You're psychic among no possess you with one go.
Hey, I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless.
Big hit for the animated rock group Gorillaz. The song was called Clint Eastwood and featured the voice of Del the Funky Homo Sapien, whose new album, 11th Hour, is out, and he's here with us in our soundcheck studio, along with the New Yorker's Khelif Hassanna, looking at what's happening in the world of hip-hop these days. Here's a quick email from John in Brooklyn, who wants to know, whatever happened to humor in hip-hop?
Hey, man. I mean, I guess you got to have a sense of humor to deal with a lot of the stuff that's out there right about now. I'm talking about just in the streets or in life in general. Like, it's bad. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, people ain't laughing at nothing, you know? So I don't know. I guess it's kind of reflected in the music a little bit. And I think a lot of people just think you're trying to be too funny. You just corny.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Me, I try to have a sense of humor about things, but it's kind of like a dark kind of humor, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's funny, but it's not funny. I'm just trying to be cool about it, you know what I'm saying? But I guess that's part of what makes me funky, though.
Well, now, you were at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, earlier this month.
Yeah.
They were really making an effort, it seemed, to try and do at least one big hip-hop showcase. What'd you get out of that?
It went cool, you know? What I did, you know, it was cool, you know? I didn't stick around for everything, but, you know, the thing with Spoon was cool, and then we did the Def Jux showcase, which was cool, you know?
So you were there with the local team, with Spoon, the indie rock band out of Austin.
Yeah.
Ah, interesting.
They really, South by Southwest recently hired Matt Sanzala, who used to live in Houston, and he knows hip-hop inside and out, so he's been involved in getting a lot of people, and a lot of Houston people especially, to South by Southwest, and that's one of the reasons why the hip-hop lineup has grown stronger over the years.
All right. Now, Khelif, you know, 07 was like the third grim year in a row, sales-wise, in the hip-hop genre. 30% in 1 year. With less money out there, with more people doing what Del is doing, you know, kind of under the mainstream radar, finding other ways, maybe even old-fashioned ways of getting the music out there, are you optimistic or pessimistic about this year, about 08?
Well, I mean, it's a little hard to say, and one reason is because when you look back at a year in hip-hop and whether it was good or bad, you're usually looking at three or four albums that you really like that came out or that didn't come out. So I think it's a little hard to say. I think looking a little further ahead into the future, it seems like it's easy. It's not clear what's going to happen with the hip-hop as a formal genre, with rapping over beats. But certainly that culture, and that culture that's associated with young people in cities all across America, especially black neighborhoods, and that African-American tradition obviously that's not going to die, and that's going to be expressed somehow. It just might not sound like the rapping that we know.
Exactly. It's going to be some kind of transformation. I could see it already. I can't tell you what that is, you know. But yeah, I agree with that, man.
All right, and it's it, as we'll hear in a couple of minutes, Califo, when we continue with you, it's become a global phenomenon as well. It's
sure
not
has.
Just in American cities. Del the Funky Homo Sapien is performing tomorrow at the Highline Ballroom at 9 o'clock. The new album is called 11th Hour. Del, thank you very much for being here, and have fun tomorrow night.
Okay, man. Thank you.
This song is called Bubble Pop from Del's record 11th Hour.
Still in effect, they feel penetration. Peeling them back like a tall cylinder crack. Mind state kind of militant black, so I'm willing to back whatever I say with acts. While suckers play favorites or play the back. Lick or scheme to get past go. But I'ma let them stroll down the golden road. And you know they hate it when they find out the bricks is gold and plated. I told you, ancient, you can't even hold it.
Still to come, there is some hope for hip-hop fans. Califasana of the New Yorker gives us a few picks for bright spots on the hip-hop scene. And then coming up later, rapper Kanye West's bid for an Album of the Year Grammy was thwarted by jazz veteran Herbie Hancock. Guitarist Lionel Lueke joins us to talk about his role on Hancock's underdog hit. And he'll play live in the studio. He has a new record out as well. This is Soundcheck. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. So we've talked about hip-hop being in trouble, but this artist, Lil Wayne, is one of hip-hop's big stars and seems to be gaining momentum. We also heard from Del the Funky Homo Sapien a few moments ago, and New York staff writer Califasana is here to tell us about Lil Wayne and how he and Del and a few others are kind of bright spots in the hip-hop world.
For the sake of people who care too much about the New York media world, I should say I'm a New Yorker staff writer.
What did I say?
New York.
Did I say New York?
You did.
I meant to say New Yorker. I misspoke. The idea of Lil Wayne kind of going against the tide here.
Well, it's fascinating. Lil Wayne proclaimed himself the best rapper alive, and people kind of chuckled. And over the last few years, he's pretty much proved it. The dark side of that for his label, Universal Records, is he's done it while selling about zero albums, because he's done it with a series of mixtapes, which can't legally be bought or even given away. And Lollipop is the single from what's supposed to be his first real solo major label album since he became a big star.
All right, so he's signed to a major label. He's selling limited quantities of those major label records. He's got all these mixtapes. How's he making a living?
Well, his last album did pretty well. It sold a million records, which is pretty good, especially because it didn't have a big pop radio hit. But he's, I believe, was for a while the president of Cash Money Records, which is his label. He has artists signed to him. He does shows. He does guest appearances on other people's songs that he gets paid well for. So, you know, one of the interesting things about the crumbling industry is that the labels are making less money, but a famous artist, a big star like Lil Wayne is always going to find ways to get paid. The question now, and the thing that's going to make his record executives a little nervous, is now it's time to see how much that translates into record sales, and to see whether it's still possible for someone who's a sort of beloved rapper, one of the most respected rappers in the kind of hip-hop mainstream, whether it's possible for someone like that to come out and sell 2 or 3 million records in this climate.
Mm. All right. What about, we mentioned hip-hop before, the fusion of hip and pop.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing that's working the best right now. If you look at people like Akon, people like T-Pain, Rihanna, you could even put some of the later Beyonce stuff in this category, even maybe Justin Timberlake, a lot of this music that's basically pop music but is borrowing sounds and idioms from hip-hop. And so that's kind of the dominant sound on radio, even though it's not primarily driven by rappers.
Okay, so The Dream, a good example
of
this?
Yeah, The Dream is a songwriter. He wrote Umbrella for Rihanna, mm-hmm. and put out this great album called Love Me All Summer, Hate Me All Winter. which is this kind of gooey electronic hip-hop sound that's kind of everywhere on the radio, and it's he's kind of perfected it.
Okay, it's all one word, the hyphen dream, and the song is She Needs My Love.
And you know that she's my girl, still you try to get at her, but she pushed the brakes on that like, and I don't blame you, cause God, the girl look good. She said she couldn't even if she could. She needs my love.
So some hip pop from the artist known as The Dream, and She Needs My Love. We're looking for some bright spots in the hip hop world with New Yorker staff writer Kelifasane. And Houston, you know, has been a major kind of port of call for hip hop in recent years. What's going on there?
Well, Houston really built itself into a hip hop powerhouse in the 1990s and did it in using almost an indie rock method with independent distributors and people down in Houston, people kind of selling mixtapes for $10 a pop out the trunk of their car. And it really, there really was this infrastructure in this scene. And a few years ago, it got a little more mainstream exposure. And that moment has passed a little bit, but, you know, there continues to be a lot of exciting stuff. And one of the last records from that mainstream boom that hip hop in Houston had was Underground Kings, which was this long-awaited double album from UGK. Which came out in the summer, was well received, though, you know, it sold I think a little less than 500,000 copies, which in this day and age isn't that bad. And then in December, Pimp C, who's one half of the group, was found dead in his hotel room. So now Bun B, his partner, is kind of continuing on solo, but Bun B's career kind of represents the resilience of that sort of hood-centric hip-hop, where he'll always find a way to make a little bit of money.
And the band is UGK. The album featured Outkast, among others. This is called International Players Anthem.
Get the most, not the lesser. Trash like the $40 in the club. And up the game, it gets no love. She be cross-country giving all that she got. $1,000 a pop, I'm pulling billions off the lot. I smashed up the gray one, bought me a red. Every time we hit the parking lot, we turn head. Some wanna choose, but them is too scary. You chose me, you ain't a, you a fairy.
The band UGK, Underground Kings, Bun B and the late Pimp C, and International Players Anthem. They were nominated for a Grammy, didn't win, but getting the nomination, Kelifa, was, you know, a certain amount of credibility
for
them.
Yeah, it was something that was announced, I think, the day after Pimp C died, and it meant a lot to his family, I know. But that's the group. You can hear it in the music and in the spirit. I mean, a lot of the Southern hip-hop stuff is really kind of blues music for a new decade, and so it's going to kind of keep going, and people will collect these weird little kind of homegrown grassroots Southern rappers.
All right, now let's leave the South behind just very quickly.
If we have
the global, the globalization of hip hop, it's happening.
Well, yeah, it's a loose enough framework that it seems like it can be adopted by people all over the world, and what they produce doesn't usually sound like American hip hop, but somehow it has a bit of that attitude and a bit of that same content, and so that's something else that won't really be affected by the crumbling CD market in America. Or anywhere.
And just as, you know, rock music went to Africa and spawned a whole series of really great Afro-pop styles that are very different, are you expecting a similar thing in hip-hop?
Oh, sure. I mean, it's been happening for a while in hip-hop, and I think that, you know, with the market crumbling a little bit in America, it may be that American listeners, at least some of them, will have a little more time to explore this stuff.
Tiny Tempa in the background, and a song called When I Was Young. We've been speaking with Kelifasane of the New Yorker. Kelifa, great to have you back. Thanks very much.
Thanks.
Still to come, West African guitarist Lionel Lueke shares songs from his latest album live in our studio, and then tomorrow on Soundcheck, American orchestras might be in for a rude surprise if they don't start tending to their finances. We'll look at a new study, and we'll have live music from the Georgia-based power trio known as the Wigs. This is Soundcheck.
I just used to daydream all day, man. Oh, it was beautiful.